church has had a wonderful remodeling.
我们教会刚刚有一个很好的翻新。
I really enjoy this pulpit and a wonderful and stands here.
我也很享受这个讲台。
And I'm surprised there's wonderful projectors and even provided.
我也很惊讶的有一个投影机在这里。
Because of the God bless you and by also way this way, God encourage each one of your faith and your prayer.
因为神的祝福让我们可以得到鼓励。
And also the not only the brother and sister, but those of friends and neighbor today come attend here. We warmly welcome, and I hope that we continually study the Bible and truth in the Bible.
除了弟兄姐妹之外，我们也很欢迎一些朋友来跟我们一起查考圣经。
So we can go to the kingdom of God together.
愿大家可以一起的追求神的话语，一起追求天国。
Today's topic is in the book of Hebrew. If you have a Bible, please turn. The book of Hebrew, chapter 3.
今天我们要查考的道理是从希伯来书。如果有圣经的话，请翻开希伯来书的第三章。
Book of Hebrew, chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章第四节。
Book of Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 4.
希伯来书第三章第四节。
For every house is built by someone. But the builder of all things is God.
第四节, 因为房屋都必有人建造, 但建造万物的就是神。
So I wrote a topic here that says, the builder of all things is God.
所以我在这里写了一个题目, 叫建造万物的就是神。
Sometimes because our life is busy and quite stressful from our work and from our school, whatever.
有时候我们的生活是很忙碌的, 不管是在工作或者是在学业。
Many times we forget about who we are.
有时候我们会忘记了我们是谁。
We don't have enough time to think about where we came from.
我们没有时间去想一下我们是从哪里而来的。
We don't have time to even discuss with somebody else, so we just many times we're just passing this kind of questions, and we're just passing by from our heart.
很多时候我们甚至没有时间跟人家讨论关于这个问题。
And sometimes we only seeking for our own desire to fulfill.
有时候我们也只是追求我们所要思想的东西。
But when I look at the Hebrew chapter 3 verse 4, it gives us some inspire us and give us ponder pouring.
但是当我们看到希伯来书第三章第四节的时候，就给我们一些很启示。
Here says for every house is built by someone.
在这里讲到说。
When you look at the whole world, you go outside and you look around, and that man-made things, there's own purpose.
当我们看到外面所有的物件的时候，我们可以看到他们建造的目有他们建造的目的。
You name out anything.
你可以去提出任何一样物件。
From the needle and the small one.
从最小的好像一颗针。
From the to like a big like a giant airplane and buildings.
或者是到一个很大的飞机，或者是建筑物。
When you pick up anything that you can see that this is made by man.
当我们拿到一样可以看到的物件的话，我们可以说这个是从人而做的。
And then there is a purpose of these builders.
而且造这个东西的人也有他的目的。
Man never build anything that there's no purpose.
人从来没有建造一样东西没有目的的。
Because there is a purpose, the builder builds something.
因为要有目的，所以 建造的人才会做一些东西,
make something.
就是去造一些东西。
But then where we came from?
但是我们是从哪里而来的呢?
Since God created, somebody created us.
所以有一些人, 有一些东西来去建造我们。
Then there must be, there's some kind of purpose on it.
所以造我们的人一定会有他的目的。
Our Christian think that we create by His image.
基督徒认为我们是从神的 形象而做的。
So we have a character of God within us.
所以我们有神的样子。
Because of the sin, we do not bring up this one to recreate us, so we don't have this image actually come out of us.
但是因为我们有罪性，所以我们不能把神的形象显出来。
But we have this potentiality within us.
但是在我们心里确实有这个潜能。
Before we do anything else, we have to think about this.
在我们还没做任何事的之前，我们就要这样子想。
When we pick up you something from the word and from the floor, and somebody made this, then I myself, who created, why made me?
所以当我们在地上捡到一样东西的时候，我们会想说，这个一定有人在造的，创造了。那我们究竟是谁来创造的呢？为什么要创造我们呢？
Few days ago, I had a chance to watch the video.
在几天前我有看到一个影带。
It's a wonderful video because this is the topic is the wonder of the God's creation.
这个影片的题目是神创造的奇妙。
Because my wife every Tuesday go out with the kids to the library.
因为每个礼拜二，我的妻子都会带小孩子去图书馆。
So every Tuesday she bring the video and children books.
所以每个礼拜她都会从图书馆借一些书本跟影片。
One time I asked her every time she borrow only the children's stuff, so sometimes I want to see something that I can see to enjoy with the children.
有时候她都是通常都是借小孩子的书或者是影片，所以有时候我也会想说，我想看一些可以我适合看适合我看的。
So last time she borrowed that one, The Wonder of God's Creation.
所以上一次他就借了一个关于神创造的奇妙。
When I saw this video, I surprised.
当我看到这个影片之后，我觉得很惊讶。
And I, indeed, when I look at the after I saw the video, and when I look at the Hebrew chapter 3 verse 4, indeed it's true.
当我看完这个影片之后，然后看圣经希伯来书第三章第四节，我就觉得这个是真实的。
Men, the science have all different kind of theory to bring up the how the man come out from this world.
在这个科学界里面有很多理论说人是怎么样子来的。
And one of a famous theory like a Big Bang theory.
一个很出名的理论就是宇宙大爆炸的理论。
Many scientists still follow, maybe follow, still have some follower of this Big Bang theory.
很多人都在相信这个理论。
It's about a story just like this about 12 to 15 billion years ago.
这个理论的内容大概就是说，在5000万年前之前。
Small substance of this substance of like the particle things, and this one turn out to be exploded.
在那个时候有一些粒子，它们慢慢突然爆炸。
So it created different substance.
那这些爆炸会创造了很多不同的物质。
So the universe is could turn out very very complicated.
那从那个时候，宇宙就变成了一个很复杂的地方。
And many of them because of gas, it turned out very frozen and things like that.
有些气体，也有些是结冰的东西。
At this time, the sun and all the stars also created.
在那个时候，太阳跟星星已经在被创造了。
And also all the in the universe, there's a small article. It turned out to be gathered together and created this like Earth.
那在宇宙里面也有一些小小的粒子，慢慢的聚集在一起变成地球。
Well, it is maybe possible.
或许是有可能的。
But some other scientists also brought up against this theory.
但是又有另外一些科学家反对这些理论。
How is it possible that there's such millions and millions of years ago, since these explosions come out, and all these kind of solar system, all the kind of a universe, many a star system is so arranged, perfect way to turning around, circle by itself on orbit.
那为什么他们的论点就是说，为什么在几亿万年前，这些东西创造的那么完美，那么没有瑕疵
？Within our own solar system, but many planet, but some of the planet it turn around the other ways.
在我们的太阳系里面也有一些星球是相反方向的在转。
So one of the scientists say, if we explore one side, it should be the turning around the same way.
这个他们的理论就是说，如果是从一点而爆炸的话，那应该他们转的方向都是一样的。
But 50 out of 11 in our solar system is turning around the other way. Oh, 11 out of 50.
但是在50个星球里面，有11个他们转的方向是错的。
It's kind of impossible things they cannot explain.
所以这些都是一个很困难去解释的问题。
And there's many different kind of theories still in our society.
那除了这些之外，在这个社会上也有很多不同的理论。
Since they cannot explain, so it may make way like a 2 billion years ago, this earth it was formed.
所以他们因为不能够解释，所以就 把时间推到去二十亿年前。
Somehow this small cell created, put it together itself and then become a certain form of creature.
他们认为那有几个小细胞，他们慢慢的合起来就变成一个生物。
So it start to copy this cell one by one.
然后这些细胞就可以慢慢的分裂。
So it kind of spread around.
然后就可以慢慢的散播出去。
So when during the medieval times, people think that such like a fly and rats came out from the garbage.
在中古世纪的时候，人们认为苍蝇跟老鼠都是从垃圾而来的。
Of course, nowadays we know that this is not true.
当然，我们知道现在是不对的。
But during the time of Middle Age, you think that people believe it that way.
但是在中古世纪的时候，人就是这样子相信。
So one of the scientists wanna to trying to experiment to make sure this come out flies and rats come out in this manner.
那有一个科学家，他就要证明说，老鼠跟苍蝇就是从垃圾而来的。
The one of scientists names Francisco Redi.
那有一个科学家叫 Francisco.
So he gathered this garbage.
所以他就聚集了一些垃圾。
And then he observed what it happens.
然后他就观察究竟会发生什么事。
No such things come out of the garbage.
但是却发现找不到东西从这些垃圾里面出来。
So he made a conclusion.
所以他就做了结论。
And which is rats and fly came from rats and fly.
所以他就做了结论，就是说老鼠跟苍蝇是从老鼠跟苍蝇出来的。
So this theory is as a words we can say biogenesis. Biogenesis.
那这样子的理论就可以说是生物的创世纪。
Simple thing it is, rat only came from rat.
很简单的，很基本的，老鼠是从老鼠而来的。
Fly came from fly.
苍蝇是从苍蝇而来的。
So during the medieval, this Middle Age, finally these scientists prove that his theory, biogenesis, it come out as his conclusions.
所以在整个中古世纪的时候，这位科学家就把他所有的理论决定了出来。
We know those think about the something happens.
我们想到说有一些事情发生。
And we can like a probability. We're using the probability.
我们会说是机会率。
We can say the math. We can say factorial. N factorial. Anyway.
我们可以用很多数学的方法去证明。
You know, because if the man have a bone, our structure bone is about 200 major structure bone that and holding our body.
我们的人体构造里面有200多个骨头去支持着我们身体。
According to the probability, make this body like this manner, like this way of a form, then we can say 200 factorial.
那如果我们说到说要用机会率去算我们人体构造的方法的话，有一个很大的数字。
That much of a probability that can 200 bone just happen together, make a form like that, like a body like us now.
所以就是说有很多方法去把这个骨头聚集到好像我们现在人体的构造。
So from the one single cell to form and evolve to change and change different form and different form to turn out to be like a body like us, it's like more than 200 factorial.
所以如果要从一个很基本的形体去慢慢的进化到我们现在人体的构造的话，是要经过一个很大很大的一个那个机会是很小的。
Since you don't have calculator, I'd like to let you know how many.
那因为我们没有计算机，所以我就把这个数字告诉你。
If 200 factorial means 10 to the 375 powers, which is a 375 or 000, you put it, then that makes sense.
这个的机会率就是等于说十的一275次方，就是说一之后有275个零在后面。
Every day revolve, every day change to different form.
如果我们说每一天改变一点
，15 billion years to turn to the day to change every day different, make a different form, still cannot make like this form as a probability.
如果我们每天 这个细胞每天进化一次的话，就算有500亿年的话，我们也不能够去进化到好像人这样子的构造。
Science, they want to have a proof their theory is right. They're trying to all using a different idea to make assumption to prove their ways.
科学家他们用了很多不同的方法去为了要去证明他们的理论。
But it's impossible.
但是却是不可能的。
You know, because Albert Einstein is very famous math scientist.
Yeah, 我们知道爱因斯坦他是一个很出名的科学家。
This is what he confessed, what he said.
这个是他所承认的。
Almighty God cannot toss the die, cast the dies on the ground, which is cannot make a way, cast a die is, the small, which is there's no such kind of way God created.
那他这样子说到说，神不可能只是把一个筛子甩在这个地上。
He calculated, finally, his decision is, no, this word and everything in this word.And came from God. He understood.
他做的结论就是说，这个世界所有的东西都是从神而来的。
Think about our DNA. How small it is.
我们可以看我们的基因
We cannot see the DNA.
我们看不到我们的基因
Because it's too small.
因为是很小
Our human technology cannot create the DNA such a small chip yet.
我们现在的科技都不能够做到一个那么小的。
In DNA holding all our data and information of our body and our gene, how can make a structure in our body like this?
在每一个基因里面都有存着我们身体的不同的信息，怎么样子建造我们的身体
？How small the chip that God created is this small? I like to explain it.
那究竟神是创造了一些多小的东西呢
？We have a needle.
我们有一颗。
And make a needle bottom. There's a pin that the small point and make a small hole in the paper.
那我们用这个针的针尖去在一张纸上刺一个洞。
And 500,000 DNA can go through at once in that hole.
那在这个那么小的洞里的这个那么小的洞里面可以有。50万个基因穿过进去。
Still now, 21st century and our technology cannot create this DNA.
但是在现在21世纪里面，我们的科技还是不能够这样子做。
When we look at ourselves, compare our parents, we look alike.
当我们去跟我们的父母比较的时候，我们很像他们。
Because of the DNA holding this information and data, and God, this DNA create our form, our like body like this manner, just like a similar way like our parents.
那因为神借着这些基因存了我们父母的资讯，所以我们才会长得好像我们父母。
Who created, who formed this way of a body and this way of DNA so that our life sustain?
那究竟是谁做了这样子的身体的构造呢
？We have to think about it.
我们需要这样子去想。
If we think about more and more, we can draw our all understanding. Final conclusion is somebody else.Create us.
所以当我们在一直的想下去的话，我们就会做的一个结论就是说，一定有一个人在创造我们。
Otherwise, we can say that two billion years ago, somebody that more smarter than us, maybe millions than smarter than us, the somebody there to create us.
或许我们可以想说，在二十一年前，有一个人他是很聪明，比我们聪明很多的来创造我们。
Bible tells us that God created us.
但是在圣经里面却是告诉我们说是神创造我们。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 1.
我们来看看创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Beginning of the Bible, we Christians believe that God created the whole world and earth.
我们基督徒都相信说神创造天地。
One of famous in the Bible, our spiritual ancestor David also he expressed that God created man.
那在圣经里面，我们的属灵祖先大卫他也这样子说。
And he expressed his own understanding. Then he concluded that God created the whole world and his body also.
他做的结论就是神创造了这个宇宙万物，也创造了我们。
And also Isaiah chapter 45 and telling us what is the purpose of creation of our man is for his glory.
那在以赛亚书45章里面也告诉我们说，神创造我们人的目的就是为了神的荣耀。
When you look at the now generation, when you look at outside the society, why society turn out to be such a the morality and the crime rate so high and turn out to be corrupted society?
那当我们看这个现在的社会，为什么我们可以看到这个社会那么堕落呢？
Because they do not define who created them.
因为他们不能够了解到是谁创造他们。
Since they do not understand who created them, so they do not understand the purpose of their life.
因为他们不晓得是谁创造他们，所以他们不晓得生命的目的。
So eventually, they own way of the life to enjoy.
所以他们的生活方式就是去享受。
Cannot satisfy the soul.
但是确实不能够啊满足自己的心灵。
One of NASA is an astronaut. His name is Gay Gardner.
啊，有一个太空人，他的名字叫 Gay.
He served NASA for 11 years.
他在太空总署做了十一年。
And two times he went out the space shuttle to finish his mission.
那他曾经坐穿梭机去太空两次。
And he says that the more learn about our solar system, the more you need the Earth to us.
他讲到说，我们越啊去学，我们越去认识这个太阳系的话，我们就会觉得这个地球是越。
He explained. He described when he was in the space shuttle, then turning around on the Earth.
他在形容说，当他在太空的时候
，first time he was so excited.
他刚刚开始是很兴奋的。
When he went up to the space.
当他在太空上面
，at the beginning he's so busy about doing the mission that they give a mission from the ground.
那他刚刚开始的时候，他是啊在忙碌着地球传递。给他们要做的工作。
And it's time to hit the rest with the other crews.
然后当他跟他的啊队员一起休息的时候
，and they sit down in his chair.
然后他坐在他的椅子上。
He's the one the vice captain, so he just sit in the view on the what it calls them, mirror. I mean the window. I mean, cockpit, right? Cockpit.
哎，因为他是队长，所以他可以。坐在一个窗口旁边。
When he look at the earth, it's so beautiful.
当他看到地球的时候，他觉得很漂亮。
And he look at the blue, the canopy.
然后他看到蓝色的啊、大气。
Those cloud and those blue sea and the land, all these things is so beautiful.
他看到啊、云，看到海，都很漂亮的。
And then he tears.
然后他就流泪。
Shed the tears.
他就流下眼泪。
And they realized there is somebody create this wonderful earth.
然后他就认识到有一个人在创造这个地球。
But he explained after a few seconds because he shed tears, he couldn't see the view.
但是因为他流眼泪，所以他看不清楚这个光景。
Because in this earth, because our gravity, and when we shed a tear, the tears coming down, flowing down.
在这个地球上，因为有这个地心引力，所以流眼泪的时候会往。眼泪会往下流。
But when he tear, shed a tear, shedding tears on the remain in the eye.
但是在太空里面，当他流眼泪的时候，眼泪是还在他的眼睛里面。
Because there's no gravity.
因为在太空没有地心引力。
And then he tossing that this is the tear and then spread around the air.
然后他把这个眼泪弹走，然后这个眼泪就慢慢的在这个空间分散。
He realized when he was in the space, he realized.The more clearly, more vividly realize there's a God to create the whole world and earth.
所以他在太空上很清楚地了解到说神创造了这个世界。
According to the Bible, and Bible says also God created the earth at the same time, God created the water also.
在圣经里面告诉我们说，当神创造这个世界的时候，神创造了水。
You know the water is no taste.
我们知道水是没有味道的。
And so there's no color.
而且没有颜色。
But then this is the most precious one in this earth.
但是水却是在这个世界上最宝贵的东西。
I was surprised when I look at this data.
当我看到这些资料的时候，我觉得很惊讶。
One loaf of bread, making the one loaf of bread, it requires 200 gallons of water. One loaf of bread.
当我看到说要做一条面包的时候，需要有
200 gallons.
需要200加仑的水。
Because this, you know, when to put in the seed on the ground, have to worrying to let it grow.
因为种这个做这个面包的麦需要在田园上种。
Whatever bake it and whatever doing, it requires a lot of water.
所以不管你是怎么样子做面包，还是需要用很多水。
In order to make one gallon of gasoline, it requires 700 gallons of water required.
而且如果我们要做造一加仑的汽油的话，我们需要有700加仑的水。
Produce 1 pound of beef require 2,500 gallons of water.
如果我们要造一磅的牛肉的话，我们需要有2,500加仑的水。
In order to produce one car that we drive every day,
如果为了要准备一台我们经常开的车
，it requires 40,000 gallons of water.
我们需要有40,000加仑的水。
How amazing it is!
这个是多么的奇妙。
God created this water second day.
神在第二天就创造了这个水。
We know our body, the composite, 60% of our body, with the make of water.
我们也知道，我们人体也有60%是水所造的。
You know, because milk, 87% is water.
牛奶87%是水。
Because of cloud, it created by the water that evaporate on the sky, makes like a lightning and like a thunder.
那因为水蒸发去到天空变成云，然后产生了闪电。
Every year, 100 kilotons of nuclear bombs power come out.
闪电就好像等于
100 kilotons.
就好像100,000吨的。黄色炸药的爆炸。
It's amazing that it also once the water that from the sea water evaporate from the sea water to come up to the sky to turn out to be cloud.
我们觉得很奇妙的，水从海蒸发到天空变成云。
Because of sun, this evaporation is make it possible.
就是因为有太阳，所以这样子的蒸发才有个能够实现。
So that this water carried to the land.
然后这些水就慢慢的带到去陆地上
，and turn to like a rain to the moisture of the whole ground，
变成雨，能够滋润大地。
No matter how technology is now is advanced，
不管现在的科技怎么发达
，No matter how huge airplane we carry，
不管我们的飞机可以载多少东西
，It is impossible to carry this much amount of water to carry to the land。
我们是不可能用飞机去把这些水带到去陆地上。
We know that God created this one.
我们知道神创造了这些。
And also, when look at the Earth, the rotations.
我们看地球的转动。
It takes 24 hours 56 minutes.
它转动一周需要24小时56分钟。
And also require 4.09 seconds also included.
而且也有4.09秒。
So it takes about 24 hours to make the Earth rotate once.Every day, we can say.
所以需要用24小时去把地球转一周。
This is also wonderful design of God.
这个也是神美好的设计。
Like a mercury.
就好像水星。
In order to make one rotation.
为了要如果水星转动一周。
It takes a 59th Earth day.
它需要59天。地球的日子。
So during the daytime is so hot.
所以在白天的时候是非常的热。
And during the nighttime is so cold.
但是在晚上的时候却是很冷。
But Earth is different.
但是地球却是不同。
Because it takes 24 hours one day to rotate.
但是因为它是需要用24小时去转动一周。
So every day it makes it work like warming up and cooling down.
所以它每天就等于说加热然后再减。
So make a,
降温
make a whole earth that the average temperature about 59 degrees.
让
59.
让地球大平均的温度是59度。
It is wonderful design.
是一个美好很美好的设计。
And also it takes 365 days to take the whole the orbit duration for one circle for the on the sun.
而且地球也要花365天去围绕着太阳转一周。
Since the Earth axis is 23.5 degree tilted, so there's a four seasons.
因为地球有25度的倾斜，所以我们有一年的四季。
And also it's amazing that the atmosphere, the composite.
而且这个大气层的构造也是很奇妙。
78% of nitrogen.
啊，七十八分。
Nitrogen.
78%是氮气。
And 21% of oxygen.
然后有21%是氧气。
Because I copied down this one from the wonder of the God's creation.
这些资料我都是从这个影片里面抄下来的。
Nitrogen and oxygen itself is like a got like a gas state.
那氮气跟氧气都是气体。
It also the burnt can be burnt too.
而且还可以被燃烧的。
But when you put in the composite together, it makes our life is make survive.
这两样气体合起来之后，就让我们可以存活。
God's creation is wonderful.
神的创造是很。奇妙美好的。
Look at the sun and the earth and the distance.
我们可以看太阳跟地球的距离。
93 million miles.
总共有3900万里。
All the science agree, and this is a perfect distance can man can live.
每一个科学家都认为这个是最好的距离。
And like Venus and Jupiter's.
如果我们看金星或者是木星。
The Venus is too close to the sun.
金星是离开太阳太近了。
Surface average the temperature is 900 degree.
它们的啊表面的温度平均都是有900度。
And Jupiter.
木星的话呢？
Too far.
太远了。
So the surface the average temperature minus 200.
它们的啊表面的平均温度是零下200度。
Indeed, the Earth is a creation of God.
所以地球却是神的创造。
Chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 said.God had made.
在创世纪的第一章三十一节里面讲到说神创造了。
An expression is it was very good.
这里讲到说都是好的。
God created the earth and all the universe, and God created the man and woman in this world.
然后神在这个世界上创造了男人跟女人。
Not only let us to live here, but let us enjoy.
他不只是让我们住在这个世界上，而且让我们享受。
It is really wonderful things. All the world, 300,000 species of plants that cover the whole earth.
啊，很美好的，在这个世界上有30几万不同的生物。
When the wonder of God's creation, the video shows that how the each plant, some of the they also pick up some sampling of those some of the plants.
啊，在这个影片里面也有。讲到很多不同的生物，不同的植物。
Show it how it survived, how it planted on the floor to come out later to survive their own ways.
在这个影片里面介绍了这些生物是怎么样子啊生活怎么样子啊出来的。
One of the trees also grew up from the floor.
啊，有棵树从地上长大。
And then finally the seed about to ready to come out of the plant.
然后它的种子就准备好就要离开这个植物。
It encapsulates inside of the hole, give us some pressure there by water.
然后在这个植物里面会借着水有一些压力。
And then it pops up.
然后它就会弹出来。
And then it pops out the seed come out of the capsule there.
然后这个种子就会在这个植物里面弹出来。
And like a coconut.
比如说椰子。
It can stay in the seawater for more than a year.
它可以浮在海水上，可以长到一年。
So it can fly into in the water for like more than 1,000 miles.
所以它可以在这个海上漂流差不多1000里。
And then finally on the seashore and located there and put the seed on the floor on the ground.
然后被漂到去陆地上的时候，它就可以把这个 种子撒在地上。
And then later it come out as a tree.
然后慢慢的就会长成椰子树。
Who designed all these ones?
究竟是谁去设计这些东西呢？
And also it shows that like a Solomon's.
啊，
Pacific Solomon.
就好像说啊，这个所罗门群岛。
Not Solomon, but it's a fish. Called it Yana Salmon.
啊，比如说是三文鱼。
It is wonderful the creation of God.
这个也是啊，神一个美好的创造。
It happened artificially. They make a big tank that in the town. And then in town they make an artificial tank.
啊，在市区里面，他们都会有一个人造的池。
And then they let the eggs to grow to the certain time and they release it.
然后人就会把那些鱼的蛋在里面养大，然后就把这些鱼放走。
They never expected this one later and coming back.
但是他们却不会想到说这些鱼慢慢的也会游回来。
After several years,
过了几年
，it happened, it coming back.
这些被养大的鱼都会慢慢游回来。
And on the way, they just surprised because there's some of the place have no waters.
因为他们很惊讶的是，因为他们游回来的时候都有些地方都没有水。
But then this someone come up.Some come up and open the gate and come back to their own original place.
但是这些鱼会慢慢的从这个地上慢慢的跳上来，然后打开这个水池的门，然后跳进去水池里面。
And then the owner the tank is so kind of perplexed, where it came from.
然后这个水池的主人就觉得很奇怪，觉得这些鱼从哪里来的呢
？And then there is a one here, then possibly some other somewhere.There's some other sermon, salmons.
啊，或许也有其他的鱼在其他地方。
So you look around the place, they find out, open some of the water stain the place, and find out the 70 some salmon coming back from the sea.
然后他在围着这个水池到处去看，后来发觉总共找到七十几条鱼。
Who gave such kind of a sense?
究竟是谁给我们这样子的思想呢
？Still now, 21st century technology cannot create it.
就算现在21世纪的科学也不能够这样子做。
What the astronaut, NASA astronaut says, when he went up to this, make it possible the space shuttle come up to the space, because so many people, so many thousands of people designed this shuttle.
一个太空人他这样子说，这个创世纪可以升到去太空，是因为。有几千个人在这样子去设计
，so make it possible to let the flying on the sky。
就是这几千个人去研究，让人可以在天空上飞。
Still several thousand people underground to control this one to helping let us flying on the space。
但是在这个地面上，还是需要有几千个人去控制这个飞机在天上飞。
Since they even create the one this kind of space shuttle requires so many people's idea to make a design and make it.And support so that this space shuttle to circle around the Earth.
既然这个飞机需要用那么多人去建造去控制的话
，Earth is more complicated.
地球是更加的复杂。
Definitely, there is somebody the creator.
一定有一个人去创造这个地球的。
When we look at our body also.
当我们看我们的身体
，Our body look at how many bones support us, let us support.
我们身体上有究竟有。几根骨头
Who created this wonderful brain?
究竟是谁创造了我们的脑呢
？Our eyes put it here, two eyes.
为什么我们的眼睛是在面前呢
？Can we say just because something happened like this?
我们可以说是这个是偶然的吗
？Everything when we pick up the something that there is a purpose, then God created this one. There is a purpose then.
每当我们捡到什么东西，创造的人都一定会有他的目的。神造我们也是有目的。
Also, we can learn that somebody created us.
所以我们也可以学习到说有人去创造我们。
But since God commits sin against God,
但是我们因为犯了罪
，man against God and the man start to deteriorate their walk away from God.
因为人犯罪得罪神，所以他们慢慢的离开神。
Since they forget about God.
然后慢慢的就忘记神。
Their morality and their standard of their understanding of God slowly deteriorated.
然后他们的道德就慢慢的堕落。
People's own just sinful nature turned to be all our history turned out to be history of war.
然后因为人的罪性，让我们可以看到我们的历史都是充满的 战争。
Still now many places people they fight each other and kill each other.
甚至在现在很多地方人都是在跟人在打仗。
It's not showing the creation of God.
这个不是不能够显出神的创造。
Because this is their own sinful nature come up to destroy the God's nature.
这个是因为人的罪性去破坏了神的创造。
If we do not go back to God,
如果我们不回到神的面前，
our life is own limitation.
我们的生，我们的生命都是充满限制。
We cannot be better.
我们不能够成为一个更好的人。
But our ourselves will more deteriorate and from the morality and from God.
我们的身体，我们的道德会越来越败坏。
Because of our sin.
这个是因为我们的罪。
Let's look at the Romans.
我们来看看罗马书。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书第五章第十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书第五章第十二节。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界。死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And here says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, talking about Adam, the first man who committed sin against God.
啊，保罗在这里讲到说，啊，亚当犯罪啊，得罪神了。
After he sinned against God and sin and entered into the world.
因为他得罪神，所以罪就来到这个世界。
And here says the death through sin.
然后死就会从罪而来。
So death spread to all men because of all sin.
那然后死就会临到众人，因为众人都是犯了罪。
No matter how beautiful we are, no matter how strong we are.
不管我们长得多美，长得多健壮。
One day you and I we have to die.
总有一天我们都会死的。
And death is considered as a sorrowful moment.
啊，死对我们来讲是一个很悲哀的时候。
We have to depart from this our beloved family.
我们需要离开我们亲爱的朋友。
We have to depart from our spouse, our children.
我们需要离开我们的啊配偶，我们的儿女。
Why? Because of our wage of sin.
为什么呢？是因为我们的罪。
But because of that, Jesus came to this world.
但是因为主耶稣来到这个世界。
And he came to this world, opened the way of salvation, his death on the cross.
因为他来到这个世界，打开救得救的门，他死在这个十字架上。
So give us a hope, let us to be have eternal life.
他给我们一个
in the kingdom of God.
他给我们一个盼望，就是有进到天国享受永生。
Very simply, we can enter the kingdom of God.
很简单的，我们就可以进去神的天国。
Of course, we are sinner. If we do not be baptized.
当然，如果我们没有受洗礼的话，我们就是罪人。
Only thing is we believe in God.
但是只有我们相信神。
We believe that Jesus is our Savior.
我们相信主耶稣就是我们的救主。
We believe that God is our Creator.
我们相信神就是我们的创造者。
And then we baptize.
然后我们受洗。
And then we be saved.
我们就会得救。
It doesn't require any penny, any money.
我们不需要花一点任何的钱。
Only requires our heart.
只是需要我们的心。
Simple, straightforward.
就是很简单很直接的。
Very simple way, very easy way, we can secure our salvation, eternal life after our death.
就是那么简单，我们就可以啊，从我们的死得到一个很稳固的盼望。
Acts chapter 16.
我们来看《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16 verse 30.
使徒行传十六章的三十节。
Acts 16, verse 30. And after he brought them out, he says, Sir, what must I do to be saved? 31.
31节
and they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household.
30节又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？31节他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And this time, Paul and Silas they were captured. They were in a prison.
在这里，这个时候，保罗跟希拉他们被关在监牢里面。
Because of earthquake and all the doors opened.
因为地震，所以全部的门都被打开了。
At this time, the guard of the prison is scared.
在这个时候，这个禁区就很惊慌。
Since the door, the prison door was open, so maybe all the prisoner went out.
因为这个门都被
escaped.
被打开，所以或许那些囚犯都会逃跑。
So he trying to he can kill himself, to suicide himself.
所以这个禁区就想自杀。
And Paul and Silas stop him to kill himself.
但是那个时候，保罗跟希拉却是阻止他。
And then he kneeled down. He knew this man is preaching.
然后这个禁局就跪下来，知道这两个人是传福音的。
And then ask him, how can verse 30 says how what must I do to be saved?
然后在三十节就讲到说，我当怎样行才能够得救
？Verse 31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved.
四十一节就讲到说，要相信主耶稣就会得救。
I cannot explain everything that all the creation, but simple, just this data and this explanation can see that Creator there is exists.
虽然我不能够很详细的解释这个宇宙的创造，但是很简单的就是说，这个宇宙万物都是有一个创造者。
Bible tells us God is Creator of everything.
圣经告诉我们说，神就是创造宇宙万物的人。
When we look at the building, that is somebody built this house.
当我们看到一个建筑物的话，我们知道有人在建造这个房
屋。Then if you have such amount of sense,
如果我们有一些知识的话
，then you also understand that God created you also.
然后我们就会了解到说，我们也是神所创造的。
Let us believe in God.
让我们去相信神。
It doesn't take some money, any cost.
这个不需要我们花任何东西。
But just believe that Jesus as a Savior and our Creator.
只要我们相信说主耶稣就是我们的救主，是我们的创造者。
This way we can enter the salvation.
这样子的话，我们就会得到救恩。
But once we believe in God,
当我们相信神之后
，that we have to be baptized.
然后我们需要受洗。
Still we are the sinner.
因为我们还是罪人。
Then tomorrow I'll explain how we can be saved through the baptism. Why we need the baptism.
明天我就会解释说为什么我们需要有洗礼，那洗礼又是怎么样子让我们可以得救
？In order that we go back to God，
为了我们要去回去神的面前。
In order to ourselves to be regenerate ourselves to be the newborn of the new person，
为了我们要成为新人。
We have to take care of our sin。
我们需要处理好我们的罪
，so that we can gain obtain the eternal life。
这样子的话，我们才能够得到永生。
Yeah, let's sing him. 399.
我们请唱赞美诗399首。